It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The ongoing plight of the August Wilson Center continues, with some bidders showing interest and others withdrawing. The $40 million center, built in 2009, hosted jazz concerts, dance, and other cultural events. In fact, there's one coming up there this weekend. But the construction went far over budget, and the center has been in debt since opening. Joining us now to provide an update on the ongoing saga of the troubled art center is City Paper reporter Rebecca Nuttall. She joins us in Studio A. Rebecca, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
This has been a week filled with developments related to the August Wilson Center for African American Culture, and a dispute has erupted over just how to save it, with the mayor and county executive trying to remove the venue's conservator. Explain what's going on here.
So the first bid that the public heard about was a $4 million bid from three Pittsburgh foundations, the Heinz Endowments, the Pittsburgh Foundation, and the Richard King Mellon Foundation. And a lot of the community seemed to really support that bid. Then the conservator announced that the highest bid came from a commercial company, and it was $9.5 million, and they sought to build a hotel on top of the center, but they would still allow the August Wilson Center to maintain operations in the lower half of the center and would let them use the theater for 120 days out of the year, but it would be for a nominal fee. So on Tuesday, I believe, the county executive Rich Fitzgerald and Mayor Bill Peduto came out, and they said that they were going to call for the removal of the conservator because the conservator expressed that she would be taking the $9.5 million bid from the commercial company. They feel that the $40 million, they say, that taxpayers have put into it, different foundations have put into it, far outweighs the dollar bank's interest. And they would like to see a conservator come in who would have the taxpayers' best interest and the August Wilson Center's best interest at heart.
And so the bid is actually, as you mentioned, the one that would turn it into the hotel, which the judge in this case favors, is more than twice what the bid that Mayor Peduto and Chief Executive Fitzgerald support is worth. It seems odd that they are actually supporting the smaller bid. Is it about control here? What are the reasons they are saying that they want the foundation's bid to be the one that goes through?
They don't believe that the commercial company's bid will maintain the mission of the August Wilson Center, and the foundations have already expressed their intention to maintain the mission.
If you'd like to join our conversation, if you have a question or an idea about the future of the August Wilson Center, we'd like to hear from you. You can join us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. What do you think of the plans that you've heard? Which one is the best for saving the August Wilson Center and preserving its mission as envisioned by some, including city leaders and former Pittsburgh City Councilman Salahuddin? And Rebecca, the former city councilman Salahuddin, who is also co-founder of the August Wilson Center, seems to agree with Mayor Peduto and Chief Executive Fitzgerald, and he writes in a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette op-ed that, quote, the conservators' likely recommendation would advance the commercial, profit-driven mission of a private developer, but not that of the August Wilson Center, end quote. What do you make of what he's saying here? Is there anything that you have come across in your investigation of this issue that indicates making the August Wilson Center a tenant in a commercial hotel would relegate the center to dependent beggar status, as Mr. Udine puts it?
So I think his concern and the concern of the community is that, first of all, we don't know what that nominal fee to the August Wilson Center will be for them to use the theater. And it's also 120 days of the year, which is less than half of the year. So I think they're really concerned that the August Wilson Center will not have control over the facility. They won't be able to do what they want with it.
Now, the foundation's plan, which has most of the support here, it is a plan that is less than the other bid from the entity that wants to turn part of the August Wilson Center into a hotel. But people who support it say that the foundation's plan would free the facility of debt. Does it, in fact, do that? How would it do that if it's for half the amount?
The idea is that Dollar Bank would forgive the rest of the debt, which from conversations with Dollar Bank's attorney, I do not believe they'd be willing to do. And then just yesterday, or on Wednesday, in fact, in court documents, Dollar Bank has said if they don't receive a bid that fulfills the debt, that they will continue foreclosing on the center.
So aside from that threat or promise, which is certainly within their right to do legally, what is the prevailing feeling in the community about this idea that Dollar Bank needs to be made whole by whatever bid they decide to accept?
The community doesn't seem to support the idea that Dollar Bank should get all of its money back. They, in my conversations with them, they've cited other cultural centers around the country where they've gone into debt and their banks have actually forgiven the debt. But I just don't think that's going to happen here.
Now, earlier this week, the foundations withdrew their proposal. Is there a chance that that plan could be revived? Is it in limbo right now, or what's going on?
So in my conversations with Mayor Peduto, he seems to think that if the conservator is removed from the situation, that the foundations will be willing to come back to the table. He said the foundations really tried to work with her and that it just wasn't a good relationship between the two of them. And that's why they eventually got frustrated and withdrew their bid.
412-246-2002 is the number to call if you'd like to join the conversation, weigh in with your opinion on what should happen with the August Wilson Center. What is the best plan for saving it and preserving its mission going forward? 412-246-2002 and also the email address esspgh@wesa.fm. Judge Fitzgerald, the conservator, is experienced in dealing with bankruptcy issues. Do people feel she's being unjustly criticized for doing her job?
I know there are people who feel that, not members of the African American community. But if you talk to different law experts, some will say that she does not have to take the highest bidder. And some will say that she actually does, and all she's doing is just doing her job. But other people have...
Well, Tony Norman, who is African-American and a prominent columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, he supports her. He in fact, voiced his support in a column today.
I did read that column, and I heard that. But other people like Kimberly Ellis, who is the niece of August Wilson Center, of August Wilson, has come out and had some questions about the way Judith Fitzgerald has been handling the sale.
In Tony Norman's column today, he says the August Wilson Center had no realistic plan to deal with marginal support from Pittsburgh's black community, the one constituency that everyone assumed would embrace the center's mission. How much is that part of the problem that has arisen? You know, as you wade out into the public, what are you hearing about that?
So one interesting thing that I think a lot of people have forgotten is that the center originally planned to build a hotel on top of it, and that was supposed to subsidize the programming underneath. I think they plan to do that because they realized that the African-American community in Pittsburgh isn't as extremely wealthy as in some other larger metropolitan areas, and they wanted to find another way to bring in income. But that was unable to happen because their construction costs went over with just the center alone.
And that was actually going to be my next question, was why hasn't the black community supported the August Wilson Center more strongly? And it appears that – and you're saying it's finances – have a lot to do with that.
A big goal of the center in talking to the executive director, Andre Guess, who I believe he resigned from the center in over last summer, he said that he wanted to make sure that the programming was available so that the African American community could come and visit at any time. So they actually made a lot of the programs free to come to and a lot of the performances free to come to because they knew that the African American community didn't have the wealth that, you know, other segments of the community did. But that completely eliminated any funding stream that they had.
We're talking with City Paper reporter Rebecca Nuttall about events surrounding the August Wilson Center bids to save the center, retire debt, and preserve the August Wilson Center's mission going forward. We're asking you for your comments and questions for Rebecca at 412-246-2002. And let's go to Pete in Squirrel Hill. Pete, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I wanted to just quickly make a comment. I am confused as to why there would be any motivation to accept a lower bid for the center that has no clear format for sustaining the center in the long term, and sounds to me like it's simply a preference of Bill Peduto's that the foundation bid be the one that's accepted. I mean, this is basic. This is business. This is when you default on a loan, your lender is owed money, and you have to settle up with them. I don't understand the rationale there. So if you could comment on that, I'd appreciate it.
That's a good point, Pete, and I'll let Rebecca handle your question.
So I do believe that the $9.5 million bid is the best compromise because it continues at least part of the center's mission and it fulfills the debt. But the thinking of, you know, Mayor Peduto and County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, from my understanding, is that so much public money went into this. So the $7 million owed to Dollar Bank is really only just a portion of what public money went into this. And they believe that for that reason, it's not all about Dollar Bank's money.
Let's go to Kimberly, who is in the Hill District. Kimberly, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us. Go ahead with your comment or question for Rebecca Nuttall.
Well, Rebecca has interviewed me, and we've had a lot of conversations. I just want to say that I don't actually believe that the $9.5 million bid is the best bid. I think that there are other options here, and one of them is that the August Wilson Center had not done a national fundraising venture for a lot of different reasons, of which I don't know because I was not a part of the administration. But now that I'm involved in the process, I think that what could happen is a national fundraiser that can supplement what the foundations have bid. And I do think that one major issue that is not discussed is whether or not the conservator gets a cut, a percentage based on the sale. That's a serious issue. And, I mean, the media is not really talking about it, and I don't understand why, because your motivation would be different if you're getting a larger cut based on the bid.
Well, who is organizing, first of all, the national fundraiser?
Well, actually, I am. Not to mention that there is a whole team of us. Pete from Squirrel Hill should know that the foundations have also formed they issued a grant to the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, run by Janera Solomon, to do a community convening and programming. We've been meeting and we have been working on this stuff for a long time now, ever since this debacle first came up. So just because you don't see or hear about it necessarily in the press doesn't mean it's not happening. We always knew, those of us who are concerned about saving the August Wilson Center as is and who are very, very upset with the previous administration and the situation that they put us in, we decided to start from the ground up and take what was working and what was fantastic about the August Wilson Center and to reconfigure it and to reorganize. And that has been happening simultaneously, and I want everybody to be very clear about that. So it is a problem to be a tenant in your own center. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the founders raised $36 million for this building, and it wasn't a poor venture. You know, opening during a recession, having construction overruns, and not having initial operating costs, those are all major issues that everybody should understand. Well, and then, of course, even with those issues, the August Wilson Center could have overcome them, but that mismanagement or whatever was going on in the administration is what really caused our downfall in the end.
Is there, Kimberly, national interest from possible donors or interest from possible donors
absolutely.
On a national
I get
level?
Called all the time. Absolutely. I mean, you
can
know,
you identify any
the
of them?
Sustainable Charitable Trust Act, right? I mean, I'm not allowed. All I've been asking for is literally legal language to take pledges and to try to navigate this hard course that the conservator has set up, because essentially I can't, basically the people that want to give money all across the nation, many of them are August Wilson fans and theater family, and they love him, they love his work, they love Pittsburgh as a result of him, right? But they're not going to put good money after bad. They want to make sure that they can save the August Wilson Center for African American Culture. They're not just going to pay off some random debt.
All right, and let me ask you one more. Let me ask you one more quick question before we let you go. Who should be in charge of the center if it gets back on its feet?
This reorganized group. There's people organizing right now, and we can start. There's a community convening on Monday at 6 p.m. at the Alloy Studios. I heavily encourage everyone to come out and see exactly what's happening.
Okay.
We know good and well that there needs to be, you know, excellent organization, and we are as upset as everybody else.
Kimberly, thank you for your call and your comments. Rebecca, I don't know if you want to add anything or respond to that. Have you heard much about this?
Basically, just in my conversations with Ms. Ellis, a big question of mine from the start was, why don't they just do a Kickstarter campaign or something like that to see if there is support? And obviously, there are questions about where that money would go. But if you started the effort and you brought in the money, the answers would come, I believe.
Let's go to Warner, who's on a car phone. Warner, thanks for waiting. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. Go ahead with your comments for Rebecca.
Oh, first of all, I got to say that I do know Dr. Kim Ellis, and she's a wonderful person, and I have great respect for her. But my comment is a comment and a question. One, the comment is, it seems like in this debate, people keep wanting to go backwards instead of starting where we're at. We can't go backwards. We can't fix what has been done with whomever the leadership was, is, or whatever they've done. We have to move forward. In moving forward, we have to start where we are. And my thing is starting where we are, people are trying to attach the August Wilson Center as a nonprofit entity to the building, the facility. And I understand lots of people put money into that facility, but that happens a lot. Sometimes you put money into a facility and you have to give it up because you couldn't maintain it. So people are trying to combine the two, the center with the facility. If the facility goes elsewhere, well, the entity, the 501c, whatever it may be, through C3, C4, the August Wilson Center can still go on as its own agency and build a new place or rent a new space, if that's the case. Hopefully it can stay where it's located. Now,
I think that's what everybody wants, Rebecca. Yeah, that seems to be the consensus.
Absolutely.
Right. And the second point is, I don't know if the fee the judge may or may not be receiving, but I think by law that's, she's entitled to a fee if she was appointed to the position, just as if I were in that position. And then finally, I don't think by law Dollar Bank could wish away, even if they wanted to, and even if they are representing other consortiums involved. By law, I don't believe they can just wish away out of goodwill what's owed to them. I mean, that's just law.
So Warner,
I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces going on, and people are trying to lump everything into one nice soup, but it's not.
Sure, no, and I understand what you're saying. And so before I let you go, it sounds like you support the higher bid here.
I actually do, and that's my opinion. And I would like to know who this community, Ms. Nuttall, and I've read a lot of her stuff. I think she's a great reporter, but she keeps saying she spoke to the community. Who's the community that she's speaking to? Because I'm African-American, and I've talked to a lot of other African-Americans of all different stripes, and everybody seems to be of differences of opinion right now of what's going on. So who's this greater community that you're speaking of, just out of curiosity?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you and have a good day and weekend.
Thank you, Warner. Go ahead, Rebecca.
That's a really good question. Obviously, I've been talking with Dr. Ellis a lot. I went to a rally that was held by Paradise Gray and his wife, Renee Gray, who is also related to the late August Wilson. And there's at least two Facebook pages devoted to saving the August Wilson Center, and that's what I'm hearing from them on there. And also, that's what was heard at the town hall meeting that they had a few months ago, was that they wanted a bid that would maintain the center's mission.
Let's go to Maurice in Lawrenceville. Maurice, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hi, Maurice. You're on with Rebecca Nuttall.
Hey, how's it going? I just had one comment and then one question.
Go ahead.
You guys had mentioned mismanagement and basically what went wrong with the August Wilson Center, and I think a lot of it had to do with the center and the management itself not reaching out to the younger people. Younger African-American community in Pittsburgh, specifically like the 18 to 35-year-old range. I was involved with a person that actually tried to get an event organized at the August Wilson Center, and they were completely shunned because it was a hip-hop event and catered to more of a younger crowd. And I think that demographic is essential if you want to be successful in that kind of organization. But my question was if the Carnegie Institute was ever a possibility for them to get involved, it seems like it would be a natural fit.
Well, and that's a good point. It's been brought up that that's one of the reasons why, for example, the Andy Warhol Center has flourished is because of the Carnegie support. What about the possibility of that here? That certainly has been suggested, Rebecca.
I really haven't heard anyone who brought that forth as an actual solution, so I'm not sure if it's something they've considered.
Let's take one final call from Bob in Squirrel Hill. Bob, thanks for waiting. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. I understand the $7 million is owed to a consortium of banks, a group of banks, so that Dollar is not facing $7 million of losses on its own books. That $7 million is divided among a group of banks. So whatever cut they take or whatever write-off they take, it'll be a smaller amount for each of those banks, and therefore that group of banks should be called on as public-spirited citizens to look at the question as to how much loss they might be able to sustain in one of these compromises that would keep the basic identity of the August Wilson Center, which, as someone pointed out, has happened in other cities. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Interesting point. What about what he's saying, that it's actually a group of banks and not just Dollar Bank that is trying to make up this $7 million?
So I have heard that. I don't exactly know the specifics, but I think the problem is that Dollar Bank owns the most debt.
And so therefore they
have the most control over it and over the decision.
Well, it's a developing story. The bids are out there, and we'll see what decisions are made going forward. The community debate, certainly, as you can tell from the conversation we've had here today on this program, is at a fever pitch. Rebecca Nuttall is a reporter for the city paper. She's been following this story of the plans to try to save the August Wilson Center. She's been with us here on Studio A. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you again for having me.
Coming up, a preview of the largest celebration of American dance in the country. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.